At first glance, painting with water looks to be a pretty simple activity, and in many ways it is, but it can have great benefits for your students. And what's really important about painting with water is not the what of it, what you do, but more how you do it. This is a very process-oriented activity. There's no product at the end, so we want to make sure we take time and space for the process to unfold. One of the things that we like to do is to allow the students to explore their materials. In the video, you saw the kids exploring the paint brushes, which are really interesting to a lot of kids. And you can allow them time to explore the paper, the water bowls, the water itself. One of the really great things about painting with water is that many teachers might enjoy doing painting in their classroom, but they're a little bit afraid of the mess. And the great thing about water is it's just water. So even if there's a bit of a mess or the kids get water on themselves, it's just water. Another important aspect of painting with water is that rather than work on their own project, as is often the case with art projects, students work in pairs or in small groups of three if necessary. And this adds a social element to the work, and there are some other things that they need to navigate that we'll talk about in a bit that can be helpful for their communication and socialization goals. So ideally, the students should be sitting facing one another. And as you saw, once they get the paper that goes in between them, they share one paper per group or per pair. If they're able to navigate this, you can offer them a choice. Sometimes making a choice is a very difficult thing for two or more kids to do together if they don't agree about it. So if you think this is going to be a problem, you may want to work up to it with various problem-solving strategies, or you can just give them a paper if you're not at that point yet, but that's a good thing to work up toward. So then we give them some water, and we only give them a small amount of water to start. One of the reasons for this is we're always looking for ways to build in authentic communication opportunities with students. And a really authentic communication opportunity is when students want something that you have and they're pretty motivated to ask you for it. So we like to give just a small amount of water so that the kids will use it up and they'll have a problem that they need to solve through communicating with you to ask for more. There are various things that happen when kids paint on the paper. Some people enjoy playing calming music while the kids are painting. And the last thing we have listed is for the students to rotate their paper so that they are then working on a new part of the paper that was not in front of them before. So this is a way of working into collaborative work and sharing and letting others work on it with you. For some students, it's a little distressing the first time this happens, so you may want to prepare them for it and have a little bit of discussion about it, and it may take a couple practices before they're used to this as a concept. But once you do it, a lot of kids really enjoy it. They enjoy being able to interact with each other through the artistic medium. In terms of tips and tricks for painting with water, we've discussed a few of them already, such as not giving a lot of water, making sure everyone's in pairs, rotating the paper, holding it up to the light, these kinds of things. But a really important point about painting with water is that we do not want to direct them at this point to paint anything in particular. We just want to let them do what they want to do. There are no right answers. There are no wrong answers. Some kids will want to get the entire paper wet. Great. Let's observe that. Let's see what that is like. Some kids want to paint a thing. They want to paint a face or a house. That's fine. Some kids just want to make lines and dots and see how it works. That's great. Some kids might use the back end of the brush instead of the bristle part. That's great too. Why not? It's interesting to see what happens. Some kids might use their fingers. I think any of that to me would be fine in this activity because the point here is more about interacting with one another. It's about exploring the materials and learning to communicate with one another. I hope you enjoy painting with water.